Well, among King Sejong's greatest achievements was revolutionizing government by appointing people throughout different social classes to civil servants. Furthermore, he performed official government events according to Confucianism, and he encouraged people to behave also according to Confucianism. As a result, this became the social norm, and he also published some books about the philosophy. At first, though, he did suppress Buddhism. He alleviated that action by then building temples and eventually accepting Buddhism by making a test to become a monk.